Hey guys, welcome to the Warp Zone podcast, episode 9. It's June 2nd, 2010. Only three of us here this week. My name is Matt Calamiria, your host, and we got Bobby Holt.
Hello.
And Tom Price.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah. Not too bad. This is a lazy summer day.
Yep. It's starting to get hot here on Long Island, which is unusual because last June it was just all rain. So, like, summer didn't start till like, July, but we're starting to feel it early this year. Like, I was talking to my family before, and they said, like, you know, we really don't have, like, four seasons. It's just, like, summer ends, and it's freezing, and then, winter ends, and it's hot. There's no, like, you know, there's no little grace period where you get used to it.
It's, like, there's, like, 2 weeks of, like, spring and fall.
Yep, and then it's just right into summer and winter. But as long as there's no school, I really don't care. I don't know about you guys, but it stinks. I'm going to have to go up to school, I guess next week I'll probably go. I'll probably hold off as long as I can, but I got a parking ticket on, like, the last day of school,
sucks.
I tried to appeal it, but they said no, so I have to pay. So
you can't just do that online?
You can, but it's going to get charged to my mom. I don't feel like hearing about that from my parents. It's not even a big ticket, but, like, I just don't feel like doing that. I wanted to see if there was a way to just pay with, like, a credit card, but nothing came up. So it's back to school for at least at least one day, but no big deal. What have you guys been up to in the last week?
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Working and playing golf.
Nice. You love golf.
Yeah. Yep.
Just substitute games with golf, and that's basically been me.
Yeah. Same here. Yep. Actually, I've been playing a lot. You guys see the Prince of Persia movie?
Not yet. Yes. I haven't seen anything yet. I still have to see Iron Man 2.
Yeah, me neither. But
I haven't seen that either.
Yeah.
Did you see Prince of Persia?
No.
I did. Was not a fan. I did not like it that much at all.
Was it like the games?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I guess it might be the closest, like, movie to game make, like, remake, but still wasn't very good.
Yeah. Yeah, it didn't look that good. I didn't know that Disney was in charge of it until, like, a couple days ago.
But, yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal's, like, fake British-y accent was just, like, really annoying the entire time.
Really?
Yeah.
That would definitely get him. That's why, you know what? That's why I'm not a huge fan of Leonardo DiCaprio, because in every, like, I really like him, but, like, I can't, like, really get behind him. Because every freaking movie he's in, he has, like, a stupid fake accent. Like, go back and watch his movies. Every single one of his movies, he has a fake accent.
I promise you that however bad that is, you will watch Prince of Persia and be, like, think it's the greatest thing next to Jake Gyllenhaal's.
Is it, like, distracting?
I thought it was. I just, every time he opened his mouth, I was just like, oh my god. Who thought this was a good idea?
Well, Hugh Laurie has an accent. He has an American accent on House the whole time.
Really?
Yeah, he's actually British.
Goddamn impressive, yeah.
I know that Saeed on Lost is actually British, and he had, like, I guess a Middle Eastern American accent. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I don't know, my sister
Lost is not really my thing.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either.
I watched Lost, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's pretty semi-interesting, but not really. But
that was going to be the big twist if they added another season.
Yeah, it was actually just going to be following him, and it was going to be like Everybody Loves Raymond, except it was like Everybody Loves Saeed.
Until he killed himself. Spoiler!
I was supposed to say spoiler before you say it.
Yeah.
Everyone knew that. Come on, he'd kill himself eventually. He didn't actually kill himself, just kidding.
I guess I won't be watching Lost. No, I'm just
kidding. Well, he didn't die.
I had no interest, really.
Yeah.
But, before we spoil anything, actually, as long as I didn't hear the series finale of 24, I'm cool. So nobody do that.
Apparently it sucked.
Yeah. You know what? Like, I started watching that just, like, probably 2 months ago. I'm, like, a handful of episodes into season 2. And it's already starting to, like get old for me. Because it's just, like, the same. And I heard that from, like, people I work with, that, like, every season is the exact same thing. It's just, like, substitute a kidnapping with a bomb. Or then substitute that with, like, a war. You know, like, it's just the same thing.
When you're watching it, like, back-to-back like that, it probably, like, just is way more evident.
Exactly.
It's like House, except for I could watch House all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And Law and Order.
Yep. I can watch tons of Law and Order. Even CSI, I can watch a lot of CSI.
See, I never got into those shows. Like, I can watch, like Boy Meets World all day. Or Seinfeld.
Those are my shows. That says a lot about you.
Yeah.
I'm down with those, too.
Yeah, those are movies that I... Yeah, those are shows that I can, like, marathon. But... And it used to be Lost last year. But then I stopped. Anyway, but, so we're getting into what we've been playing. You guys can rock, paper, scissors for if you want. Whoever wants to go first. Through.
I haven't really been playing anything, so I'm going to give up.
So we'll,
I could talk about Gears of War 2.
Yeah, sure. What have you been... You still just been playing the... did you get the map pack? They had an update.
Yeah, I did buy the map pack.
So how is that? I heard about that online, that it's... What is it like?
It's 19 maps for like 10 and bucks, an extra right? campaign chapter.
For like that's 10 crazy. Bucks, right?
Yeah, they cut the price. It used to be 1,600 Microsoft points. Now it's only 800, so that's pretty much worth it now. It's $8 or something.
That's great.
They just updated the game with a Title 6 update, which is pretty impressive since the game came out, what, a year and a half, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it's still going on 2 years. Yeah, it came out, what, November 08, I think?
Yeah.
Because Call of Duty came out last November.
And but what, Gears 3 is, what, spring?
April 2011.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't hit that with the holiday season.
Well, Halo comes out.
They got Reach coming out, so.
Yeah.
Totally makes sense now.
But they tweaked the shotgun. Well, like, gameplay-wise, the shotgun was tweaked. So now it's actually more reliable and not just random luck of the draw. Where it used to be like, well, sometimes it would hit. They tightened the shotgun blast so it's more... It's like Gears of War 1 again. Yeah. They changed.
Sorry, everyone's using the shotgun.
Yeah, the shotgun is like downed people from a mile away now.
Really?
It's kind of ridiculous how two blasts aimed will down you, but
yeah, that's it makes like the whole thing. That's like the whole thing of a shotgun. Like the farther you are away, the less the less damage it does. I'm surprised they did that.
The Lancer and the Hammer Burst will still take down anyone trying to run at you, but they changed some things from matchmaking. They added social instead of just ranked, so. Like, in Gears of War 1, you'd go from map to map to map to map to map until whenever. So they brought that back, so it randomly cycles maps now. And they don't dump the lobby and you have to join. So you can play and play and play. If someone leaves, a bot will take their spot. And people can join Session in Progress, and then they'll replace the bot whenever the bot dies, like in Execution, or Annex, whenever they die, they respawn as them.
That's pretty cool.
But it was a good update. I'm happy Epic decided to update it, so it's playable again.
And that's
it's
great,
a shame they didn't do it like when the game is relevant still.
I know.
Well, I think it's still really good though that the developer is still, like how many times like you said like it's relevant. Like once a game isn't relevant anymore, like they just like pretend like it's not even a lot. Like it is like literally dead. So I think it's cool that Epic
still puts time into it. It's just like completely broken and they don't even care to fix it.
Yeah.
Well, they also aren't working.
Well, they're not there anymore, but
but they're still releasing map packs because that one comes out tomorrow.
Really?
Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, June 3rd, the new map packs come out.
Nice. You gonna be on that?
Yes. Well, it'll probably be broken like the first day last time they released it, but
I'll be on that on June 4th.
June 4th?
No, I say you'll get on that on June 4th. Yeah.
I won't be able to play until June 4th, which is fucking sweet. But I really been playing Gears of War. I tried the campaign section, the chapter. It takes place after Dom finds Maria. I don't know if I did. It's 2 years. It doesn't matter.
I can't remember. I beat the game, but yeah. I can't remember.
Dom finds Maria again, but she's like all old and sick.
Oh, I remember that now. She was like really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
So the campaign part takes you through getting into a locust sub stronghold or whatever, and there's two ways you can go about it. You can go guns blazing and just kill everything, or you can don locust armor and try and sneak by.
What did you
do? I tried both.
Yeah.
The sneaking was way harder than I thought it would be.
Really?
And I ended up just shooting everyone.
Yeah,
but it was pretty fun. I didn't want to do it by myself. I wanted to do co-op.
Yeah.
But it was. I think it was definitely worth the 800 points because 19 maps is a lot of maps.
That is a lot.
That's
a great value.
Yeah, they brought
back more than like most games come out. That's like double more than most games come out with.
Yeah.
That's like Halo 2 actual when people cared about releasing good maps.
Yeah.
Way back when.
The good old days.
You were also playing some Red Dead Redemption multiplayer, right?
Yeah, I was playing that for a little while.
How was that?
when you have like four or five people playing with you, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Because
you can just like go and take out gang hideouts and stuff. And like, of course you'll die, and then but you spawn next to everyone, you can just keep going through. It's fun. You get XP, you level up.
So I'm trying to like think of how the maps. I haven't played it yet. I did watch some footage online, but I've just been focused on the single player just to try and review it.
Yeah.
How do they do the maps? Do they do it just like little like the towns, or how is it? Because I mean that world is so big that like it's hard to really think about. And like you never just like leave an area and it's gone. You're like in like a Call of Duty, like you'll an online map is just, you know, one part, like a level in the game, but this really doesn't have levels. Like, how do they do it? They just, like, section off an area?
What I've seen, I do a lot, I just do free roam when I play. I haven't really gone in, because then free roam is like your outer hub that you can go and do anything.
Okay.
So you play free roam, and they just kind of drop you off wherever, it seems. They just kind of just drop you off. You can always, I think you can travel to each places, but in the beginning they just drop you off randomly, and then you can choose to go wherever you want. And there's usually people in each town or settlement or whatever.
Yeah.
But it seems that a lot of times, like, some people will be trying to do missions and complete stuff, and there'll just be a bunch of jackasses trying to shoot their horses as they try and complete these missions.
So is there, like, deathmatch and stuff
there
like
is.
That?
You can go into, there's, like, deathmatch. There's, like, free-for-all deathmatch. There's, like, shootouts, where you can just do a shootout.
That's pretty cool. Like a duel shootout, you mean?
Yeah,
like
a duel.
Cool, nice.
I think that's really all I've played is really the free roam and then just doing missions with a bunch of people, which is it's a lot of fun.
That's
the
cool.
One in the very beginning, because my Xbox broke, so I had to start over on a new save, and I had my only mount was a donkey in the beginning, and the donkey's the slowest thing in the game, so I would have the donkey. I'd call it one time when every time you'd respawn, the donkey would come, but I found this one horse, so I jumped on top of it, and the donkey must have been pissed. Because it followed me everywhere. I didn't even call it, and it followed me everywhere. I eventually had to shoot it, but it followed me everywhere. It was so annoying. It would, like, jump over cliffs that donkeys should not be going down, and it followed me. It must have been a glitch in the game, which the game has a lot of them, right,
yeah,
Matt?
Yeah, we were talking the other night. I was playing. It was actually right after the duel, and you have to I forget exactly where it was. Anyway. But I was trying to, I had to, like, rescue somebody, and I went to slide, and then I went to jump over, like, a little wall or whatever, and I flew, like, 50 to 70 feet in the air, and just, like, came crashing down and died. And, like, I thought it was maybe, like, a glitch, but it happened, like, two or three extra times, like, after that, because I just wanted to just to test it, and every, like clockwork, I just flew up into the air and fell, and I was dead. It was so weird. I very rarely find or like notice glitches, but that one
that's pretty noticeable.
Yeah, I was just like, what just happened? Like it was like as if I just like jumped on like a huge trampoline and flew up into the air and just came crashing down. And like you hear him like scream and stuff as he's falling. And it's just like it was funny, like I couldn't even get mad about it.
That sounds awesome.
It was pretty cool. But I guess we can continue talking about Red Dead. Are you still playing it, Tom?
Yeah, I'm still playing it. I kind of feel left out. I have no glitches to talk about. Yeah, I guess I'm the one guy.
Yeah, you got the good copy. Are you playing on the 360 or PS3?
360.
Yeah, I'm playing on PS3.
So do you notice a lot of like pop-ins on yours, Tom?
I'll be going,
and they'll pop in. But like some of my friends who also play, they don't notice that. There's no jaggy. Mine has jaggies and pop-ins.
Yeah, I mean, I've noticed some graphical glitches, but there haven't really been that many. But, I mean, you know, it's kind of like par for the course with any kind of game like that.
Yeah. You're going to have it. Yeah. I'm still really enjoying it. My gripe is that, well, I have two gripes now. I still think that the map is, like, too big. It's not even that the map is too big, it's just that everything is spread out so much. That, like I'm now, well, spoiler, I'm in Mexico, and I'm a good deal into Mexico. But, like, the area is so big that, like, your different, you know, mission points are so far away that, like, it's a while. And, like, you know, I still like to drive through just because I like to do, side missions sometimes. So, like, you know, just skipping to the next part is, you know, the next mission, I should say, is you know, I don't really want to do it. But it's just so freaking big, that map. And, like, if you, like, sometimes, and another my other gripe is that, sometimes after you finish a mission, I, at least in my experience, I'm left without a horse. And I don't know why. Like, sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But if I'm, like, without a horse, like, there, and there's nothing. Like, one time I did a mission, I was left without a horse, and it was nighttime, so there was no one out there, basically. So I just started, like, walking.
And you couldn't whistle your horse?
How do you do that?
You press up on the D-pad, you whistle your horse, it comes to you.
Maybe that's what I should do. But
yeah, you've been playing this whole game without doing that?
Yeah, I'm about 12 or 13 hours in.
That's insane. Damn,
I give you a lot of credit.
So there we go. But anyway, I guess one of my gripes now can be washed away, but it's still really fun. I'm liking it a lot. I still feel like you don't have to buy anything in the game. I don't know if you guys still feel that way.
I do. I bought stuff for the first time like halfway through Mexico. Visited the first store and bought some stuff, but even then it was just like, you know.
I've had no reason to buy anything, because whenever you shoot anybody they drop ammo, and I've had no reason to buy anything. So, and I just unlocked something where like more stuff is available in the store, but I have no desire to check it out.
What you might want to do is, and the stores, they sell a bandana where if you put it on, it basically makes it so your honor and your fame don't move at all. So if you want to like just go on a killing spree without, you know, being a bad guy, you just put it on, fuck around for forever, then take it off and you're back to normal.
Oh, I totally need that.
Yeah, I think I'll do that too, because it's really annoying. Like the other night, you know what? Another thing that I had a problem with the other night. You know, like, when there's just random, like, shootouts happening with the NPCs around, you know, and everything?
Yeah.
They like, these two groups were chasing each other, so I was like, you know what, let me get in on this, and maybe
shot
I can...
Shot the wrong one.
Yeah, and they just totally, like, there was a shootout, and, you know, two, I guess it was the police and, like, a gang or whatever you want to call them. And I accidentally shot a police officer, and they just stopped caring about what was going on with that other people, and just turned their entire... like attention to me. I was a sitting duck, and I was dead. And like
I had that happen to me. And also, I saw a guy being chased by the police, so I went to go help the police, and I just rode my horse like in between them. And the police, I guess, thought I was trying to save him because they just lit me up then and just took me out.
Yeah, yeah. And like I hate like when you're one of the things that I had. I was trying to get into an area and with my horse, and I trampled over like a cop, and that was it. And I was just like done.
Wait, it's every time I trample, like, a cop, nothing ever happens to me.
Really? Mine, yeah. I got...
Might have a higher fame, because that's one of the things it does. It lets you get away with more stuff before they come after you.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. So, I got a question for you guys. I always do this, but when one of the women on the side of the road, like, calls for you to try and help her, and then, like, you know, there's the gang there or whatever, do you, after you kill them, do you kill her, too?
No.
I do that.
No.
You don't do that?
I drop that, man.
She pleads with you not to do it. And I'm like, you know what? You're a criminal. And I take out my shotgun, and I blow her away.
If she was a criminal, that's a different story.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she comes up as the enemy on your map, and she says, they made me do it, they made me do whatever. And I still...
That's when you hog tie him and you drag him with your horse.
I think that's even more evil.
Yeah, still, well...
Definitely more fun.
Did you guys put them on the train tracks yet?
No, I was thinking about
that. Yeah, that's the achievement.
Is it really?
Yeah, I've done that.
It's called Dastardly.
That's awesome.
Done it multiple times, not just...
They don't just get run over, they explode.
Really?
They get fucking owned.
Wow.
Yeah, that train messes people up.
I gotta try that. That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
But I'm still having a lot of fun with it. It's probably my favorite game so far this year. And usually by now I would have lost interest. Like, you know, when I play, like, GTA games, I lose interest. And this one's hooking my, you know, still has my attention. I had to play, the one thing I didn't like that much was having to play poker. But that was pretty cool afterward, because you got to fight that guy.
Oh, yeah, that was a good Mexican standoff moment.
Yeah, it was. It was really good.
I always shoot if I lose in poker. I always kill everyone.
I do like the Liar's Dice game. If you guys got to try one of
those. I heard
that's
really good.
Games.
I haven't played it yet, but I
haven't played it either.
Yeah, I like it a lot. It's in the only place I've found it so far is in the Mexican town, Escuela.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you guys want to give it a shot, go there.
Cool. Yeah. I'll definitely check it out. But, Bobby, you play anything else?
Nope, that's it.
That's it. All right, Tom?
All right, I have two games here. First one, Mod Nation Racers reviews up on the side if anyone wants to see it.
Yep,
I thought it was pretty awesome, but apparently you didn't think so.
See, it wasn't that I didn't think it was like it was fun, But what killed me was the load times, and I just totally couldn't get past that. I mean, because, like when I'm, like, playing a game like that, I just want to jump right into it. I mean, like, when you go into the game from your PlayStation menu, it takes a while, and then it just it takes even longer than to load the opening, like, HUD area. Then you go into... It's just, like, insane.
Go ahead.
It's just insane, the amount of like, loading time. I felt like I was playing a PlayStation 1 game.
Yeah, there's a 3 GB install before you even start the game. Yep. But and still, the load times are like up around the like minute mark.
Oh, like when I say it's like a PlayStation 1 game, I'm not even exaggerating. Like I legit think it's about a PlayStation 1 load screen time. And it just kind of killed. You know, like, you know when like you pop a game and you're looking forward to playing it, and it's just like you just gotta keep waiting and waiting and waiting. Like, you know, like. The install is bad enough. Like that, okay. I've gotten used to that with PlayStation games. But I've always been under the assumption that if you install a game, it shouldn't really take that long to load. So, you know, I mean...
There should be a noticeable benefit.
Yeah, exactly. And there really wasn't. No. I mean, past that, it was fun. I wouldn't say that I hated it, but I didn't love it. It didn't have the same charm and appeal as LittleBigPlanet did for me.
See, I totally thought that was the case. I really like the. Did you try the career at all?
Yeah, that's actually all I played. I didn't go online. Yeah.
I mean, I actually thought there's a story, shockingly, but and I actually thought it was kind of funny too. All the little cutscenes.
Yeah, it definitely was. It had some charm, but it just didn't hook me like I thought it was going to.
Yeah, I can see that. But they have like a lot of mechanics in the racing that I really like. There's like more like out there driving gets you more, basically fills up your energy bar, which lets you boost, lets you shield yourself from attacks, lets you sideswipe enemies. So even when you don't have a weapon, you're still kind of like dangerous and viable and can protect yourself if you're like busting mad drifts the whole time.
Yeah. No, it was fun. I'm not going to say I didn't like it. Well, I guess I can say I didn't like it. I didn't hate it.
Yeah.
But I think another thing was, I think I was kind of just burnt on racing games.
There have been a lot of them.
Yeah, I played Split Second. I played a lot of the Blur demo, and then like this on top of it. Mm-hmm. But you know, I'll probably check it out again sometime. But I just wasn't really like hooked on it. Like, you know, and I only rented it, so it wasn't a big deal if I didn't like it or not. But I don't know if I would spend $60 on it. But,
yeah, I mean, I didn't buy it either. I just rented it. But I do think that LittleBigPlanet 2 should take a cue from from Mod Nature Racer's editor, just because their editor is really easy to make something really cool. It doesn't take 3 days of hard level designing to make something that's worthwhile. Within 20 minutes, I had something that was fun to race on, looked cool. Might not have been the best race map. But, it was still, entertaining to just kind of mess around with and make something that was halfway decent that quickly.
Did you ever make anything on LittleBigPlanet?
Yeah, I did. I made a bunch of little, little racetracks. And I made a bunch of little carts and guys. But I only ended up publishing one track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I haven't been able to check to see if I got any downloads yet, though.
Yeah.
Since I had to bring the game back.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it's the top of the charts.
Oh, of course. What was I going to say? I forget what I was going to say. But do you think that since it is easier to make stuff, you expect... I mean, LittleBigPlanet had like millions and millions of... Or maybe not millions. I guess maybe millions. It had a large amount of user-created stuff. Do you think since this one's easier to use and stuff, do you think it's going to be even more than that? More than the amount of LittleBigPlanet? Or do you think...
I don't know about sheer quantity of levels, but I think as far as quality goes, there was already I did download a bunch of people's races, and they're already it's been out for like a week or two, and there's already been a ton of just really cool tracks that I've downloaded.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just gonna basically say the same thing again.
That's what I liked about the game, because about LittleBigPlanet, I should say. Was that there was the game really never ended? The levels that Media Molecule offered right out of the box, they ended, but there were so many other levels to check out just from people making them. So it was like, you know, the game never really ended. But my next question, because I'm sure you definitely checked it out more than I did, is there a better rating system? Because I know oftentimes, like a thing would have 4 stars out, like, you know, a level would have 4 stars, but it would still stink. What is the rating level? You know,
it's basically the same thing. It's like user reviews.
Yeah. Can you put like the one word like?
Yeah, you have to choose like 3. Or I don't know about actually rating other people's stuff because I never actually did that. But when you post your level, it's like, you know, this track is good for drifting and it's got multiple paths. So you could like basically there have like a checklist of like 3 things you could pick for whoever is going to be searching for this game.
Okay, cool.
For this level.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'll check it out again maybe sometime. Are you playing? Yeah,
maybe.
Sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying maybe if in a couple. You know, weeks or months if they ever update it, get those load times down.
Yeah, I don't know I want to know why it was like that because LittleBigPlanet wasn't like that, and I haven't seen another game in a while have load screens like that. But
yeah, no.
It was definitely. I think it was the most. It was a lot like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
You know.
But no terrible blue shell that ruins the game.
Yeah, definitely for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You playing anything else?
Yep. Other than that, I've been playing Alpha Protocol.
Why don't you tell us about that? Because I've been watching reviews, and they haven't been kind to Alpha Protocol.
No, I can see why. It's not necessarily the best game out there. There's a lot wrong with the game. The shooting isn't very good. Combat and stealth in general are kind of subpar compared to what else is out there today. It's more like Metal Gear Solid 1 stealth than you know, something like New Splinter Cell stealth action. But nonetheless, it's basically more an RPG than it is an action game, which is kind of where it falters. It's kind of the same problem Mass Effect 1 ran into. But nonetheless, I still find myself enjoying it.
Yeah. I know that game trailers gave it like a 4 or 5 in gameplay. Even less than that.
Yeah, I could see why. But all the other stuff that goes into it, the dialogue system, the choices you make, the storyline, all really, really good so far. And one thing, I guess I'm just going to quote Jeff Gerson from Giant Bombcast here. He basically, one of his things that he said was that it does the spy genre right, and few games do it that way, and I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
It's...
You touched on the dialogue stuff, you know, like the little trees or whatever. Is it like Mass Effect where there was like multiple choices you can do, or is it more of just like yes, no? You know, like, you know what I mean? How deep does it go?
It's more like Mass Effect 1, and it does go pretty deep, and you can learn some pretty interesting stuff just from talking to people longer. But depending, they make a whole big deal about it in the beginning, where learning, looking at people's like dossiers to find out what they like. So, you know, the first guy they give you is like, oh, likes people who get straight to the point, you know, even if it's like, you know, even if they bend the rules to do it. So the first thing he tells you is, you know, if you gotta leave and don't want to talk to me except to do something, I'd prefer you do that than just stay here and chat. So they see if you want to like kind of be friends with this guy, you know, don't kind of BS him and pull him around, and I kind of like, you know, while you're talking to someone, you'll see in the corner, you know, Yancey plus one likes things like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like The Sims in a way.
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, very simmy. Then you got to tell them to go to the bathroom.
Really?
You got to get a job. In a house with no food and no water. That's how I play The Sims.
When they start to like smell from not bathing, does like a green gas, you know, come from his body? No, I'm just kidding.
There is green gas, but it's not.
Is it like not plutonium? That kind of gas?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's cool, a game with it named Alpha Protocol that doesn't have green gas?
What was I just gonna say? I have something else to ask you. Wait, was this just like a game that you were you interested in it, or is it just like, you know, oh, it's out, let me check it out? Like, why?
No, I actually.
Why? You had interest in it? Or?
We kind of talked about this before, that, like, it was a good idea, and if they made it well, it could have been really great.
Yeah.
But, it's kind of, like, lived up to half of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, seeing, like, hearing this stuff about it, I mean, it was hyped up pretty well. It definitely caught my attention to wanting to check it out, but, I don't know. I'll have to wait for your review of it. If you review it, because I trust our opinions more than you know other people's. But
It's a really good key game.
Yeah, it had a cool idea for sure. You know, like I always heard the commercials, even on like 1UP and stuff like that. It was like, you know, government. What do they say? Like government style, like RPG or whatever it is. Like espionage.
The espionage RPG.
That's cool. I mean, it's cool to play. I mean, I guess you have Mass Effect, but it's cool to play RPGs that aren't like, you know, just like JRPGs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Very rarely is there an RPG set in modern day.
Exactly. It's always with like wizards and stuff like that. Like it's cool.
Although the skills you get in Alpha Protocol, they kind of throw realism out the window.
Do they?
Yeah. Like I was leveling up the stealth tree, so one of the stealth talents that you get is basically if someone sees you, you'll automatically become invisible for a few seconds, which doesn't make any sense in real life, but you know it's a cool skill to have.
Yeah, definitely.
Mhm.
That's cool. I'm definitely looking forward to the review if you decide to review it.
I will most likely review it.
Cool. You been playing anything else?
Other than Red Dead, that's it.
Yeah, you said you kind of soured on Super Mario Galaxy 2.
Oh yeah. I haven't been playing that just because I don't know, I was trying to figure out why I haven't been playing Super Mario Galaxy 2 and why it didn't grab me, and I think it's just because I'm tired of Mega Galaxy. I played the first one and loved the first one to death so much that, you know, the levels are new and they are like the variety, there's enough variety that's worth a new game from the first one, but it's just still the same basic gameplay that I'm not ready to go through it again.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm hoping that, because like I said, I'm going to probably get a Wii soon, mainly for that game. I'm hoping that like my layoff of a couple of years now without playing it, hopefully it's new again, but...
Yeah. I still have to finish the first one.
Yeah, I can't remember how long that game was.
Well, it was
pretty
long.
It was pretty long.
I played Paper Mario, it sucked, but I'll give Mario Galaxy another chance.
I stick by that game. I enjoyed that.
It is so bad compared to the first two.
Well, it's like when you say bad, it's just, I think it's just a different style. I think what it was is that was it a launch title for the Wii? I know it came
out. No, it came out pretty
very
soon after.
Soon thereafter, yeah.
That's because it was a GameCube game that was ported to the Wii.
Yeah, but
which is why there's really no Wii function besides pointing to the screen to unlock whatever the character, whatever fine doors.
There's a lot of Wii games that really don't do anything with the Wii. You know, motion controls.
And I'm personally okay with that, because motion control is kind of stupid.
Yeah, but get used to it, because Move is coming out, and then it's all... I don't know, there was just something I really liked the 2D, 3D stuff. When I played it, I wasn't really into RPGs, and I'm really still not that big into RPGs, so I think I didn't really notice it that much. But it was I enjoyed it.
I think Paper Mario was probably the only RPG I really, really liked. And to take out everything that was in the regular Paper Mario games and make this new Super Paper Mario, it really took all the great parts about it and took them out. The storytelling wasn't good.
You have to check out, if you can hunt a copy down, definitely check out Super Mario RPG.
Oh, I have it, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so there you go. So definitely... Definitely
I didn't like
that
one
like
as
it.
Much.
Really?
The storytelling in the, like, especially the Thousand Year Door, the storytelling was awesome. Because there was, the first town you went to is Rogueport, and like there was just so much you could talk to, and so much you could do. It felt, I don't know, it reminds me of a time that was excellent for video. It was that, and then you'd go to Glitzville, where you'd fighting in a ring and leveling up. It's trying to be the number one. I liked the whole game as a whole. The combat was a lot of fun. Super Paper Mario, they didn't have the RPG, the turn-based. It was all like, jump on this guy, it's 2 damage, he can take 5 damage. But you don't have, it's just, I didn't like it.
Yeah, you know what, I think maybe, I see where you're coming from, I think maybe they shouldn't have had the paper part of it.
Yeah, it was just like Super Mario,
Maybe introduce a different style, a different series, a new series, whatever. But I think when it came out, I guess they were just trying to do something new because
Are they planning on having a new Paper Mario game? Because that would be awesome if that was launched at E3 and back to the old style.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see.
Well, so, apparently it was somewhat confirmed.
Really?
So, that's interesting.
Huh. Maybe we'll check it out in 2 weeks when E3 is finally here. But
Let's hope.
What was I gonna say? Any of you guys have anything else you've been playing, or should I just go jump into mine?
I think it's all you.
It's all me. All right. The first game I was playing was Red Dead, but we already talked about that. And also, I was playing for probably like an hour the other night. I don't know if you guys ever played. I know I told Bobby about it. He hadn't heard of it, but maybe you have, Tom. Klonoa.
I have heard of Klonoa. Yeah. I haven't played it.
Yeah, well, I was playing the second one. The first one's impossible to get on the PS1. I've been hunting it down for like ever, but it's way too freaking expensive.
Yeah, if you do buy Wii, they remain in that, I think.
That's definitely going to be one of the... Oh, man, I'm getting dry over here. That was definitely one of the games I want to check out. But I was playing Klonoa 2, and if you guys... It's on the PS2, which I know both you guys have, correct, obviously. But definitely try and find it, because it's really good platforming. It's like side-scrolling, but in 3D. So there's like depth and stuff like that to it. A really cool game. I still want to play the first one, like I said. But I've also been playing a lot of Alan Wake. I know which you... we had the review from Tom. But
yes, what episode are you on?
I'm just about to start the third, because I got it yesterday, but I had no time really to play, so I played a lot today. I did the second episode. I did the whole... I finished the first, and then did all the second. When I had to go
set aside a chunk of time for the third one, because of the whole game, that one's the only one that kind of dragged on for a while for me.
Yeah. I'll probably play it tomorrow before work. Maybe tonight. I don't know. I don't like to play the game at night, I'll be honest. But it's pretty sick. There were a few times where I got what's the word I'm looking for? Like overwhelmed with enemies and I didn't have enough stuff. Like, you know, like usually for the most part I've been able to handle all the enemies that have come at me.
Yeah.
But this one part, it was the one where the chainsaw guy came out behind the wall. And
have you gotten the flares yet?
Yeah, it was either right before or right after, but I used all the flares up because I'm an idiot.
Oh, okay.
So that was really the only part I really had some trouble with, because he came out with two other guys and somebody else snuck up from behind me. So it was like four enemies out of nowhere with, you know, my batteries were low. Like, it was just like, that was a little overwhelming. But other than that, everything has been pretty simple so far. It's a really, really good game. I'm having a blast with it. I'm really glad I picked it up. I got it online. And, you know, this was a game I was looking forward to, but I wasn't thinking about actually buying, because I'm not a big survival horror game fan, but, this really isn't that much survival horror. I'm hoping that, like, this is kind of where the, like, the Silent Hill franchise goes a bit. You know, there's a lot of action, but it's still creepy. Like, you know, walking through the woods and stuff like that. So, but, yeah, I've been playing a lot of that.
That's what I like in horror. I don't like the jump scares, but if they just want to like put me in a creepy place, I'm totally down with that.
Yeah, well, you know what I actually jumped? When you're in, you have to go into the bathroom to get the garage keys to get the car.
Yeah.
To get the car, and then...
That might be, like, one of the scariest parts of the game.
Yeah, like that. When I had to go in there, and I picked up the key, and I came back out, and the guy jumped out of the stall, that made me actually, like, jump a little bit.
Yeah.
It was good. It was all, you know, all in good fun. But, yeah, I'm having a blast with it, so if you're on the fence, definitely read Tom's review, because it captures it really well. And,
thanks.
You're welcome. And then the other game I've been playing, I picked up from a guy I work with. I picked up Final Fantasy VII on the PS1, and I've never played through it. I have it on the PSN. If you guys want it, I'll give you my email so you guys can download it. Not the listeners, just use you guys. But,
fuck you guys.
But, I started up. I played about a half hour right before dinner. I got about 10 or 12 hours into the first one, kind of just lost interest. But he was getting rid of it for $20. So again, like the collector in me didn't want to pass it up. But it's pretty cool so far. You know, I have played a lot of it. But I'm trying to really focus on the story this time, because I heard some people love the story and some people hate it. But, like, oftentimes, like, I don't even pay attention to the story, so I'm going to try and do that with this RPG, because I feel like there's no point of playing an RPG if you're not going to follow the story.
Especially something like Final Fantasy.
Exactly. So, this will start my quest for the summer. Maybe I'll try and complete this But yeah, that's it. It has faster load times than Mod Nation Racers.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, but seriously.
All the power of the PS all the power of the PS3, you managed to make a PS1 game load quickly.
Yep.
It's amazing.
What was I gonna say? Speaking of Mod Nation Racers, we may get somebody, a friend of ours, Joe, maybe reviewing it on the PSP. So I'm really interested to see how it plays on the PSP. He has the Go, so he was downloading it, and he said that the download speeds on that were even brutal. Just to download the game, I want to be like, you don't know what you're in for.
People buy the PlayStation Go still?
Yeah, he got it for Christmas, I think. His brother got it, so he just uses it too. But well, I think last month it only sold like 65,000. I mean April. I think it sold like, I think we talked about that. It only sold 65,000 copies, or what do they call it? You know, like
units.
Units. There you go.
Well, no, I know Joe couldn't make it, but at least he got a shout out. That's true, being on.
He'll
that's what he requested. That's all he wanted. Yeah,
he's hoping to join us next week. He had a prior engagement, but yeah, that's it. That's all I've been playing. I was also playing WWE Legends of WrestleMania, but I won't really talk about it that much. it's actually a pretty fun game, but yeah, it doesn't warrant any time to be talked about. But that's it. I mean, I don't know about you guys. Anything else you want to talk about before we take a break and go into news?
That's
all I got.
You're good? Yeah, I need a drink bad.
I agree.
So we'll be right back. Enjoy the music. Hey guys, we're back. Hope you enjoyed that little break. And we're going to get right into the news. Not a whole lot going on, I guess, right before... it's like the calm before the storm, news-wise, I'm guessing. You know, being 2 weeks out from E3. So not a whole lot going on, but we found some stuff to talk about. With the first being Pokemon White and Black are coming to the U.S. in the spring of 2011.
They're running out of colors.
Yeah, right? I think they're just now... Doesn't Black... Well, Black just incorporates like every color, right?
Black and white, their values, yeah, not colors.
There you go. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. I feel like it's racist.
I feel like there's way too many Pokemon for me to keep track of.
Oh, definitely.
I'm a fan of the 154, was it? 155?
The original? 151.
Okay.
Well, 151. I'm even going to cut it off there. I'll let Mew in, but after that, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm a purist when it comes to Pokemon. And there's just too many now. And, like, they're all just kind of, like, spin-offs of the original.
Yeah.
So. And they look more like robots than they do, like, animals.
Yeah.
With worse and worse names.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's stupid. You guys going to be buying it, or...?
No, probably not.
Yeah. I think I may, just because I didn't buy the Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Yeah, I didn't buy that either.
Yeah, and I haven't, like, bought a game. I mean, I have, I think, Diamond. It's either Diamond or Platinum or whatever it is.
Yeah, I have Platinum on my R4.
Yeah.
I played it, I didn't buy it.
I make fun of the new Pokemons a lot despite having bought the last like two or three. So hopefully I'll stay strong and not buy this one.
You just want the Pokewalker.
That's true. I'm keeping track of my steps.
I wonder if anything will be in that in the Black and White as like a, you know, like how they had the Pokewalker in the last one. I wonder if anything will be in that one. Can't really think of anything else, but
a heartbeat monitor.
Yeah, a calorie counter.
Ooh, now we're getting fancy.
Yeah, right. Next, this is a pretty cool story. We were talking about it earlier, and I brought up the list. Time Magazine ranked the Virtual Boy in the top 50 worst inventions ever, and it's up there with New Coke, Agent Orange, Farmville. What else we got? A hydrogen blimp. it's just crazy, the stuff that they have. Crocs, Foursquare, pop-ups, spam email, pet spas. It's crazy. I've actually never played a Virtual Boy, but I don't know if you guys watched the Angry Video Game Nerd. And,
I did.
Yeah, and I don't know if you guys, did you see the...
Yeah, I watched it yesterday.
Yeah, I always go back to him every now and then, but he did a review of that, and it looked pretty bad. Just the red and black. I don't know what they were thinking.
I think Wario Land was like the only good game.
Yeah, yeah. And it just looks terrible. Like, and then they released a golf game, and it was still in black and red. Like, that's bad. They should have just stuck with the, what's it called? I mean, if you can't get color, then you should just stick with the greenish yellow that they had.
The Game Boy colors.
Yeah, the Game Boy colors. Because, I mean, that was okay, but...
I remember being in, like, elementary school, and some kid brought his Virtual Boy into school, and I was mind blown at first. I was like, oh my god.
Badass.
This is what like before I even got to use it, I was just like, this is amazing. This is like 3D. This is the virtual reality. One really bad headache later, I was very wrong.
I can't like imagine that being like, I know one of the things he talks about in his review is that thing was like supposed to be like mobile, you know, like you can take it, you know, like
it had a tripod with it.
Yeah, like it looked retarded. Like it really, like you legit look like an asshole if you're playing that thing.
You don't want to bring that on the plane with you?
Yeah, right. Yeah. You think like, what the hell is this kid doing?
So you're gonna have to check that.
Yeah.
But that's really like, if you think about it, that's like the only failed system that that Nintendo has released. I mean, everything else. I mean, Sega had, you know, multiple ones, you know, and then you can even say Sony had the PSP. That's with that. I consider that a failure, but yeah, that's really the only blemish on Nintendo's record. But yeah, so don't buy a Virtual Boy.
I think them trying to go with the Philips CDI over the PlayStation was probably a big failure.
Yeah, that too. I was just actually thinking about that. Yeah,
their online strategy. We could make fun of the online strategy.
Yeah.
Tom's played over the summer?
Yes.
Well, that's not really them. I mean, you can't really fault them for those shitty games. I mean,
the Nintendo Seal of Quality is gone forever.
But the thing is that people are actually buying that. Like, people are buying those games. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure. I mean, you can find shitty games on the other two platforms also. But I mean, it's not as abundant as the Wii. That's for sure. But yeah, I don't know. I guess financially is what I'm saying. That was really the only flop because everything else that they've sold has sold well. I'm not a huge GameCube fan, but, you know, it's got some stuff.
I liked GameCube. They had Wind Waker.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made money off of it, too.
Yeah, oh, definitely. That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying financially, they just abandoned the Virtual Boy. I think, like, 13 or 14 games were released for it or something like that. At least in the U.S. Like something
I think
like
it was under 20, so.
Yeah, it was under 20. So that's pretty bad. But
it turns out it was a huge hit in Japan.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
they'll buy anything in Japan.
Yeah, it's true. So next up, EA's new Wii Hockey game is going to have a hockey stick, which is pretty cool. I think they have one for the golf games. I couldn't spit it out.
But... Did you see the actual magazine ad for it?
No, I didn't.
They have Wayne Gretzky on it.
Really?
But the Wii and the TV, they show the back of it, and nothing has any cables coming from it. So... They obviously didn't think about plugging anything in while they were playing.
That's probably why it looks so good. That's why
that was like the
complaining about it, like, oh.
Yeah. That was like the there was a ad in like CGW, Computer Gaming World magazine, where they had a bunch of guys playing Shadowrun on the PC, but they were all staring at the same screenshot of Shadowrun just blowing up the full screen, and like one guy was upset because he was losing, another guy was, you know, cheering because I guess he got a sweet headshot, but they were just staring at the same screenshot.
I think I remember hearing about that on GFW before they changed from CGW.
Next, I got the first 3D PS3 games are going to be hitting Japan in actually just a little over a week, June 10th. They're going to be releasing. I personally don't like 3D games, but what do you guys think?
I think it's a gimmick. It'll fade out.
I'm not really that excited for 3D. I feel like it's going to be one of those things where like a lot of people are going to have to fail before 3D is done really well. So, and like it actually changes some things and makes games better. So in like, you know, 5 or 10 years when that happens, I'll be on board.
Sorry.
I agree.
I just missed that, but my dog was knocking at my door. But yeah.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah.
Did he say thank you?
Yeah, she's hanging out down here now. It's freaking hot in my house. I feel bad, but she'll get over it. But yeah, I'm not into, I don't know, but you guys, were you for or against it?
Against.
Yeah, same here.
I was for in 10 years when it's actually worthwhile.
Yeah, nobody has 3D TVs, really. But anyway, Alpha Protocol, we were just talking about it a couple minutes ago. A developer has called the game a failure in public, which isn't good.
Not just a developer, but the developer.
Yeah, like, that's just not good.
Yeah.
That's not gonna, you know, move copies of the game, that's for sure.
You know what, I could see why.
But, I mean, if you made the game yourself, would you be saying it's a failure? Like, that's something you keep to yourself and just hope that nobody else notices. Like,
yeah.
That sucks. I guess he doesn't have that much faith in it. But yeah. You've played it, so, and you just told us about it, so maybe he's right.
There's some glimmers of a good game in it.
Yeah, maybe Alpha Protocol 2 will be better.
That's what I'm actually hope they do make one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The iPad has sold 2 million copies. It's ahead of the pace set by the iPhone a couple years ago. That's pretty amazing, because the thing of all the people who have iPhones now, like, imagine all those people having an iPad. It's a lot of iPads. It's a lot of iPads. I think that's even going to have... I mean, we have a really good story up by our friend Joe, who we keep talking about. He had, you know, the reasons why gamers should care about the iPad. And, you know, I think if it keeps selling that way, I think that's going to be a huge market for video games.
Yeah, definitely.
You know.
It already is.
Yeah, it definitely already is. But now having the bigger screen, I think a lot more people will be looking for, you know, looking to buy it for video games, not just, you know, surfing the web and stuff like that.
Yeah, I hope they make it cheaper, because I went down to the Apple Store the other day, like, just I was in the mall and I stopped in, and I picked one up and played with it for the first time, and it's nice. It's a nice piece of machinery.
Yeah, it looks it.
Yeah.
I haven't had the chance to play it yet, but not to play with it yet, I should say. But it's really sleek. It's a really nice looking, you know, machine.
Yeah.
And you know, just for those little pick up and play games, you know, not having a bigger screen is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
DC Universe finally gets a launch date. It's well, not really, not even officially. It's gonna come out in November, but that's after 5 years of them talking about it.
Could have sworn that game was canceled. It's
Duke Nukem Forever. Yeah, right. It's not quite Duke Nukem yet, but it's getting up there. I'm not really interested in it. I'm not a big MMO guy, but I don't know. You guys looking to play it?
That's Tom's
idea. I need a MMO now that I'm not playing WoW anymore. So
yeah, you quit. I forgot about that.
Oh yeah.
Special on the, about us page on the Warp Zone. I had because it still had like what you've been playing. So you said Warcraft. So I had to put the strike through font.
Thank you for that. I always forget to update that.
Yeah, I felt
dirty crossing it out, and it felt weird.
Yeah, I'm glad that you did it, because I don't know if I'd be able to. But, I will most likely at least give it a shot. At least the 10-day trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. Last thing I have isn't that big of a deal, but Rare, the you know, the guys who did the Banjo-Kazooie game.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, Donkey Kong. That's what I was going to say. They're doing a lot. I think I would say their golden, like, you know, time was, you know, the Super Nintendo and N64.
Definitely.
But they turned 25 and they decided to change their logo. The classic, you know, golden R is gone, and in place is something not as visually appealing. But
can't wait.
25. What happens now? Their car insurance is going to start going down, right?
Yep. can you, like, rent a car now, I think?
I think that, yeah, you can probably rent a car.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, good for Rare. Finally gonna get some head of their way.
Yep. But that's all the news. Like I said, it was pretty slow.
Call of Duty map pack comes out tomorrow. I know
there
said
you go.
It,
yep.
Five maps. I think it's 1,200 points again or whatever. 1,600 points, whatever bullshit it is.
Yeah.
I'll be buying it.
At least there's 5 new maps this time.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
There's
still
two. It's Strike and Vacant are coming back, and 3 new maps.
No.
That's ridiculous.
All right, I take it back.
I'll still be buying it, because I'm not part of the solution. I'm
sure everyone will.
Yeah, that's why they do it, because they know everyone will still buy it. Good for them.
I probably spent over $200 on Modern Warfare.
Wow.
Awesome. They should take a page out of Gears of War's book. 19 maps, $10.
So we're getting right into new releases. Now again, not a whole lot. Alpha Protocol, like we talked about, came out on the PS3 and Xbox 360. Backbreaker, it looks like an NFL Blitz type game. I know the demo.
It looks interesting.
Yeah, it looks like it could be fun.
Yeah. I was down with Blitz. Maybe I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I like Blitz a lot.
Yeah. Back in the day. That came out on the PS3 and 360. Tetris Party on the Wii and DS. Monster Frenzy on the DS. Color Cross on the DS. And then to WiiWare. Let me know if you guys want to hear about any of these games, because some of the titles are pretty crazy, if you want to hear them. Ropocalypse, Beaver Defense.
I'm sorry, can we hear about the Beaver Defense?
Let's check that out. So Ropocalypse, it's the same game, Ropocalypse, Beaver Defense.
Oh, I thought that was two different games, even better.
No, it's, so here we go. It's penned by the writers of SpongeBob SquarePants, so let's keep that in mind. Set in a world of wisecracking, battling robots, players must create and strategically position static and mobile defenses to stop the waves of enemies that are intent on destroying the player's HQ. Place defenses before the start of each level and prepare for the enemy's onslaught. Each successive wave of enemies is tougher, so the choice and positioning of defense is essential. Basically, I guess just like a tower defense game.
Where do the beavers come into it?
I don't know. There's a lunatic-looking beaver on the front whose like brain is showing through his hair.
Maybe they're robot beavers.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting looking. But I don't have a Wii, so I can't really play it. After that, I have Ben 10 Alien Force: The Rise of the Hex on WiiWare. Voodoo Dice on the WiiWare.
What the hell are these people thinking?
Right? I'm curious about that one. It just says, using a mixture of action-based and puzzle mechanics in a 3D world, Voodoo Dice is an innovative, challenging puzzler that plays with your mind to lead you to solve puzzles in unique and interesting ways. Looks fairly decent, I guess. NintendoLife.com gave it a 6 out of 10, so I guess it's not that good. And for the DSiWare, do you guys own a DSi?
No, I do not.
Yeah, me neither.
Maybe I will if any of these games are any good.
Yeah, right. Maybe these are big sellers.
Let's find out.
They move units.
I got a good feeling about this list.
There's no reason to have a DSi. I know that they have the camera in that game, but you can't play Game Boy Advance game.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But they also still offer the DSiWare store, and by these awesome AAA titles, maybe you'll be. the first one is Telegraph, Sudoku, and Kakuro. Oh, I'm sorry.
They don't have Sudoku anywhere else on any multiple devices.
Yeah, right. Xscape. It's X-scape, not escape. It's also known as 3D Space Talk. Space Tank in Europe.
Space Talk sounds way more interesting than Space Tank or Xscape.
These screenshots look really bad, so I'm not gonna really check that one out. Hero of Sparta. This one is crazy. A Topsy Turvy Life: The Turvies Strike Back. That's from Tecmo.
Good name.
Yeah. Turn your Nintendo DSi system upside down and play as the Imperial Armada out to destroy the Earth Defense Force in this topsy-turvy take on arcade shooters. You take control of the unsung forces of arcade shooters past with three kinds of ships, including giant bosses. Draw a line to send the fighters down, touch the guards, make them shoot. I don't even want to continue reading, because this just...
I'm not buying it.
No. I won't go out and buy a DSi for this one.
There still hasn't been like a DSi that has made anyone want to go out and buy one.
Yeah, right? Seriously.
There's no killer DSi app.
Nope. Unfortunately, but there's not.
I don't know. Mario Clock is supposed to be really good.
that was it for that. And then for the virtual console is Wild Guns on the SNES.
That's a good game.
Yeah. That's another reason why I want to get a Wii, because I want to play these games.
I still have so many random Wii fake points left, because like from like Christmas I got like a ton of Wii point cards.
Yeah.
And I haven't bought anything.
Yeah. That's how I was too. But that's it. That's all I got. I don't know if you guys
have anything
else. This was a little shorter episode with just the three of us again. But finally, not a lot of ton of new releases coming out. You can actually take a break and just relax.
Play the games. Don't have to get worried about buying them.
Yeah. But next week, it's definitely going to be our E3 heavy show. So, as always, guys, please send us questions either through the Facebook page, Twitter, or our Gmail account.
Which we have zero.
Which we have zero so far. Please.
Someone just said something.
Send us something. The email address again is warpzonegaming@gmail.com. So please do that. Expect this week a review of Red Dead Redemption. I'm going to get my friend Eric, who's written for us before, is going to write us a Super Mario Galaxy 2 review. Hopefully Alpha Protocol. Nice. Sometime. Yeah. And Mod Nation Racers. Yeah. And Mod Nation Racers on the PSP. I got Pixel Junk Monsters on the PSP, but I don't know how much I'll play of that, but if I play it enough, I'll review that. So expect a lot of stuff this week, and Flashback Friday.
Yes, which will be Goof Troop for the Super Nintendo.
There you go. So if you listen to the podcast, you know what the flashbacks are going to be. So that's pretty cool. That's more incentive to keep listening. But that's it. I'm gonna go watch some hockey and enjoy the rest of my night and start working on this little episode. So guys, thank you. For joining me
fun.
As always, episode 9 is in the history books now, and I'll catch you guys in 7 days.
Later, haters.
Maybe 6.
Sweet.
All right, I'll see you guys later.
See ya.